This is the Oda Gal Podcast. Absolute Figa. Everybody, Vega's here. Another episode. All right, tonight is the review of the entire series of Absolute Boyfriend, also called Zettai Kureshi. And of course, we got the regulars, the news, the webcomic of the week, and I also have a rant. But here's a little bit of news for y'all. Not concerning with anime news or, well, you know what I mean. The forums, right? Okay. When you join the forums, it shows that, basically, your membership will be, you know, approved, blah, blah, blah. And, basically, you get an email back saying if you're approved or whatever. Well, if you didn't get that email, because with the forum, some email services won't work. If you like Hotmail or Yahoo, some places do have problems. AKA, why not get some Gmail? Get some Gmail up in there. Anyway, if you haven't got an email back saying that you were approved, you were approved. So just log right in and join in. Also, while you're at it, or if you haven't, join the forum. There's actually a bunch of people in there. We're not, like, too much people, but enough for conversation. Woo! And I'm really happy. Also, the contest. I put the link up in today's show notes as well. It's almost over. No one entered, actually. Well. If no one entered, it's okay. This just means I'll be solo Vega for a while, except for the occasional guest. Which I should get more of anyway. Ha! Now, let's get on with this show. News time. Alright. You remember Slayers. If you don't remember Slayers, look up some fucking Slayers. I think Funimation brought out new DVDs of the series. It's a good series. I didn't watch all of it. I plan to in the future. I plan to at least buy the DVDs in the future. Because it's actually worth watching. But anyway, it's coming back. Japan's making a new Slayers. Oh man, all the old fans are going to like go, woo! But yeah, Slayers, I heard it was much bigger before I got into anime. Like, I didn't get into it. I got into anime after the whole Slayers boom, but yes, it's back, and I can't wait to see it. A new television anime project. Woo! It's going to be an anime original story, and I wonder if they're going to bring back everyone they had from the old Slayers. You know, voices, directors. Probably not animators, but, you know, people. Anyway, also in the news, Trigun. Yeah, I like Trigun. I haven't seen all of it again. Yeah, what type of anime fan am I? But it's a good series, and it's gonna be a movie. Trigun, the movie. I heard about this a while back, but I thought it was just a rumor or anything. And it's not a rumor. It's actually happening. Yes, I can't wait to see this. Now, all the happiness that I just spouted is about to go away and turn into a demented sound of, well, another rant. I should have a bumper for rants, but it takes all the rant out of it. Now, you know, I like Control-Alt-Delete. I mean, I did a whole episode about Control-Alt-Delete and Analog and D-Pad made by the same artist. Tim Buckley's a cool guy. I met him at Otakon. He's awesome. What he's doing is not awesome anymore. All right. For those of you who don't keep up with the Control-Alt-Delete, and I don't blame you if you don't, because Penny Arcade is better. this new storyline. All right. I liked all the storylines of Control Delete, especially the Winter Enemies ones. And then soon the formula started to get stale, as in situation comes up when Ethan does stupid thing. Lucas and Lila helps him solve the stupid thing, or gets him out of the stupid thing, or punish him for the stupid thing. Throw in maybe some random comics in between with just topical gamers new stuff. Then you go on with another storyline where Ethan does something crazy and Lucas and Lila stops him or something like that. And repeat. 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 And it's just starting to get stale on me. But this recent development, now, okay, Lila was the girlfriend, the gamer girlfriend, and then she became the gamer fiance. She's about to become the gamer wife, but now she's about to become the gamer mom because the new storyline is Ethan knocking her up. Oh wow, this really jumped the shark here. First, you take. I mean, Control Delete starts to spiral into just a slice of the life of gamers and barely had any game into it. I mean, like the storyline where Lucas had that chick who became evil and held him up and she only did him because she thought she was like a rich guy. Anyway, Control Delete officially jumped the shark. I'm sorry. You're Tim Buckley's an awesome guy, but his comic's turning into a spiral of crap. Ah! I mean, there's... You're becoming unfunny! I'm sorry! It's just becoming not funny or predictable funny. Like how they solved Ethan's whole MMO craziness, MMO addiction, with boobs. Yeah, Slyla's like, hey, if you want to see these again, you gotta stop. And that joke was carried on into like a whole week's worth of comics. Just the boobs and... Why, man? She's jumping the shark because she's pregnant now, and it's not a bad thing that someone's pregnant inside of a fictional work. It's just that it's Control Delete. I'm not sure if this is a attempt to get more people into it or whatever, or maybe it's a reflection off the creator's life or anything, but no, it's just, it's not doing it for me anymore. I'm going to have to drop this manga. I'm about to drop this webcomic. I'm dropping it. I'm sorry. It's gone. It's just, it's dumb. It's pissed me off. It's going down. I'm about to say the spiral thing again. Let me stop. This rant is over. Fuck you, Control Delete. Speaking of webcomics, Nemu Nemu, let's get happy again. Let's be all cutesy. Yay. Alright, what I was just referring to is Nemu Nemu, a webcomic about these two girls and these two talking plushy dogs. Yes, it's very cute, and you're probably like, man, that probably sucks more than Control Delete. Well, thing is, the focus point about this entire webcomic is just the cuteness of the animals and the everyday life and the girls and just them being them. There is some really cute comedy in it, and some panels aren't it's not funny, it's just cute! Oh my god, they're plushies and they're dogs and they do stuff and they talk like dish. Like instead of saying is, they say ish. And instead of saying that, they say dat. Instead of saying chan, they say tan. And you see where I'm going with this. The artwork progressed throughout the series too. Like, it started out in black and white, toned, inked very well. And then they brought it up to color and changed the style. Like, you could see a progression of just it changing a bit in terms of art style. And it's a good thing. I like it. And I like the now that it's in color. It's just so cute. Just look at it. If you like cutesy stuff, if you just want a sugar shock of cute real quick. Say if you had a bad day, you need something to cheer you up. Go look at Nemu Nemu and the cute talking plushy dogs and their teenage girl owners that are best friends. They're all best friends. And that cured Durant, because now I'm happy and cute and thinking about puppies and kittens. My friends say in my mind, it's nothing but rainbows and unicorns. But when I'm angry, it's rainbows and unicorns in a sea of blood, killing people, and killing orphans and school buses, and blowing shit up. Okay, I officially creeped out the internets. Let's move on with this show. Alright. Zettai Kureshi, Absolute Boyfriend. Yes, I've read the entire manga. I mean, wow. I mean, I read it all in Shoujo Beat, so I didn't actually buy it. But still, wow. And I'm not saying wow as in a, oh my god, this is epic, or wow as in, this is bad. In fact, you're about to hear my exact feelings on this. It's 6 volumes, it was serialized in Shoujo Beat, like I just said, and in Japan it was serialized in Shoujo Komi. Now, it's from Yuwatase. You know, the Fushiji Yugi gal, the Ceres gal, the Alice 19th gal. But really, this is one of her weaker series, in my opinion. Alright, let's start out with what is this whole thing about. You got Riko. Basically, she's your typical high school girl who really wants a boyfriend and always seems to fail. She's very bland character. She has no really great qualities, except she wants a boyfriend, she's a girl, and really, it's the situations that make her shine a little bit, and not her personality. In fact, it's almost nil. Then there's Knight, who is the absolute boyfriend. Her best friends, Shoji, and, well, bitch. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you why. I'm reviewing the entire manga, so there you go. Anyway, Riku, after, you know, failing again with getting this guy, embarrassing fail, she goes across some website, and basically you get to order your own boyfriend. And she's like, oh, this must be some sort of game or joke or whatever. So she does it. She names him Knight, and then next you know, there's a giant refrigerator-sized box at her door, and it's containing a guy. Naked guy. She's like, oh my god, I got a corpse. What do I do? What the fuck? Duh-duh. Then she accidentally kisses him. He awakens. And he's like, hello, my girlfriend. Yes, and Knight, well, he's a robot. Yep, a robot. Think of this as like Chobits for girls. Exactly, Chobits for girls, except, you know, he's not a retard when he comes to. In fact, he's very excellent, smart, good at everything. He's like the perfect guy ever, and totally devoted to Riko. And so she can't stand it. He's the typical, oh, I like you, but I can't say it because I'm always the best friend and you never notice me type of guy. I can't think of a shorter word for that. I'm sorry. But yes, so she is that. Add in the whole childhood friend cliche, and there you go. Now, then there's Gaku Namikiri, who is the salesman of this lover, this robot lover guy. And basically, Riko has to pay what she owe. 100 million yen, 1 million USD. And she's like, WTF! Well, she gone over the free trial, so what is she going to do? She's only a high schooler. Oh, noes. But then the story takes another turn where Knight now has this magical-like mood ring, and he basically gathers information. So she's kind of working for him, but she's kind of not. And she still has Knight. Basically, he joins her at school, and hijinks ensue. And this thing has different story arcs, like the one with the conniving best friend. You know, she has a best friend, and she's a bitch. She becomes a bitch, and she's out. There's basically storylines of Soshi revealing his feelings for her, rivalry, Knight becoming small, past Riko crush revealing himself. But yeah, basically, all trials going against Rico and Knight. And of course, there's the whole getting through this whole shit. Even Knight's taken for a ride for a little bit by other people, and she has to get him back. And basically all this just, you know, cements their relationship, fake or real, as you call it. Not sure. I mean, he is kind of human, but does it really count? It kind of really counts in the end. Anyway, another strange thing about this story is, in order to make him permanently hers, because, you know, you're activated by a kiss. If he kisses another chick, he'll become that chick's guy. A way to cement this, the way to make it for reals, forevers. Well, about chicka dow dow, gow dow dow. I'm sure there's a dojin somewhere with, you know, the bow chicka dow dow, da dow, ka dow, baka chow dow, taka dow. Oh man, I should so search for a dojin of that. But, yeah. In the end, well, maybe not the end. Well, soon enough, she finally decides between Soshi and Knight. Because, of course, you knew this was going to come down to that. I mean, you could see the setup from the beginning. She's going to end up having to choose between a real human and a robot. This reminds me of Chobits, except Hideki didn't have any, well, competition for his heart. Because Chi is just so damn cute. I'm not ragging on Chobits. I actually like Chobits. Chi's cute. She's just kind of fucking retarded in the beginning, but it's not her fault. Anyway, in the end, she chooses Knight. But then there's something that goes on later on, which I don't want to spoil, but it's just very beautiful. That's like a really beautiful scene. And wow, the manga from then on is like, okay. Let's go. Now, this series, I really think it's Yu Watase's weakest work. I'm not saying it because it's not some sort of epic story with, you know, warriors fighting for you and stuff like that and different worlds and freaking angels that get their shit taken and being in love with a guy in another world that's a book and shit like that. It's just that, one, Rico can get annoying. I mean, not Miyaka annoying, but I actually kind of prefer Miyaka from Fushigi Yugi over Rico, because at least Miyaka had, well, oomph. I can't think of the word for it. But Miyaka at least had some personality. I mean, the chick from Ceres, the girl, I can't think of her name. It's been a while since I even read Ceres, but she has more personality than Rico. Rico is barely a character. Knight has more character. Soshi has more character. Hell, even the supporting characters, Gaku and that kid. Even the bitch. By the way, the bitch name is Mika, but I just call her bitch because, man, she's a bitch. Fuck that bitch. If I had a friend like that, I'd just, like, kick her ass. I really expected a chick fight in this manga, but there is no chick fight, because... I'm sorry, I really have a hatred for girls like that. Piss me off. Anyway, Absolute Boyfriend, it's one of those manga and stories that you just read and you don't have to think. You just read it and just let it slide. Just let it go. You're not going to find anything super deep in here. I mean, yeah, there's the whole relationship, love, falling in love, finally having a boyfriend, but they all have been played out before. They've all been done before. Pick up any high school love manga and you see the same thing. It's just that this guy happens to be a robot that you buy off of, I don't know, manga eBay or something. Yes, it came from eBay. Yeah, it's been a while since I even watched Attack of the Show. But anyway, yeah. I mean, Chobits for girls. Well, when you think about it, Chobits can be for girls, but I know it was really meant for guys, but yes, this is you, Watase's answer to Chobits. I know it's not completely correct, but that's how I first saw it, and that's how I kind of still see it. But, I don't know, it's a good manga. It's just not good enough. It could have been a bit better. The artwork is still solid, still Yu Watase's best, one of her best. Has that signature style she has. The story, just kind of meh. The characters, well, Riko is very meh. This is just kind of your average shoujo series, really. There's nothing super special in it that wowed me. I'm sorry, Absolute Boyfriend, but you're not the absolute best. But you had a good run in Shoujo Beat. And I'm glad they actually finished it up. Unlike, I don't know, Nana, Baby and Me, something else I used to like. And Absolute Boyfriend, just one of those, don't have to think. Just blank out. Look at the pictures. Look at the kissing. There are some funny moments in here, though. Like the time when she was trying to get this money to pay for Night. She worked for a cafe, but she didn't know that the cafe was a sexy cafe. And Knight also helped work there, but he had to disguise himself as a chick. That was funny. And when Knight first gets unwrapped, suddenly when Riko saw him naked, she just reverted to a memory of her in a bath with her dad. And she's like, "Daddy, what's that?" "Oh, that's something. Hey, don't pull on it. When you grow up, you'll get one." And then she's like, "I will? Yeah!" And her mom just busts in saying, "Stop telling her lies!" Oh man, I love that. But yeah, there's some funny things in here. Just typical shoujo drama fare. Nothing really special. Pick it up if you do like that sort of thing. If you like simple little love stories where you don't have to think too much, get it. If you're tired of the cliché-ness and don't like one-dimensional characters, don't get it. That's basically it. And this is where we end the episode. Absolute Boyfriend? Well, at least you look pretty. But you didn't impress me that much. Sorry. Sorry, Yu Watase. I like your Fushigi Yugi. Well, some of it. Yui's kind of a bitch, but then again, her bitchiness is somewhat justified. Alright, ending. And that was just Viga the Odagao. Please go to vigatheodagao.blogspot.com if you want to see all the links, show notes, and videos. Thank you, Zero Bass, for the opening and Keshi for the closing. Also, call up the voicemail at 206-222-1902. Or just try to email at vigatheodagao@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on the Blogspot page. And join our forums. Thank you for listening, and remember, there's no such thing as too much anime. Bye.